My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Where is Kate Middleton? Where is she at? Where is the queen? The future queen of England? We're going to get into that later, but anyways, hello, 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 and welcome back to Ty Rants. My name is Ty French, and these are my rants. Rants. Welcome back, my little rats, my little tyrants. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good today. I had a great weekend. Had a great week. Hope you guys all had a great weekend and are having a kick-ass start to your week. Happy Wednesday. We are back. It's hump day. What did I do over the weekend? It was a pretty chill weekend, like I told you guys. I was trying to, you know, not be a feral little rat, like I've been a little rat out here in these streets, out here in these sewers. But I had a pretty chill weekend. I did a beach walk Friday morning and really just got my head together. The weather in LA this weekend is just something that people write songs about. People create movies about. People fantasize about this. They have wet dreams about this. And those people are me. Those people are me. The weather was so stunning. It was so gorgeous. I had just the most stunning beach walk. You guys know my Venice era. I've been in my walk era. That era ended about 6 months ago. Because when it's cold outside and it's not sunny, I'm not going on a walk in the morning. I'm sorry. But the weather is finally good again. The sun is out. And I did my first morning walk that I've done in a while. And wowza, it really just healed a lot of my issues. So I will be starting to do that every morning again, hopefully. And hopefully getting back into the gym, but that's a whole other feat, you know? Anyways, I met up with my friend Claire for breakfast. We had the most stunning ceviche at Great White. Ugh! If you guys like ceviche, you gotta try Great White. There's one in Venice. There's one in West Hollywood. It's literally the best ever. The ceviche that we had in Puerto Vallarta was just not hitting. And so I got back and I've been craving it. And so we met up. We got it. It was delicious. And then we were like, wait, we're already together. Let's run some errands together. And she needed to go to the bank. I needed to go to the bank. So we went. And I was paying my rent, which I do with like a cashier's check. And so I went and I got it. I walked out of the bank and what happened? A bird pooped on me. Right on my shoulder and in my hair. Now, I'm going to take that as a sign of good luck. And that's just what I'm telling myself so that I don't murder myself, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, then I get in the car and she's going to drop me off at my house. And all of a sudden, I feel a little tickle. I feel a tickle. There's a spider crawling on me. I don't know what happened in that freaking bank, but I came out and I was attacked. It was like Jumanji. All of a sudden, spiders crawling on my neck, birds pooping on me. I don't know what energy was in there, but once again, I'm taking that as a good sign. And we're just going to move on from there. Anyways, then I watched Drag Race Friday night. Am I okay? Can I talk? Drag Race Friday night with Jose, his boyfriend Drew, my best friend Nick Mackey, and we just had a ball of a time. It was very, you know, low-key chill. I had a few glasses of wine, and that was it. Okay. I was good. I remained true to myself, to my standards, to my worth. And then Saturday was pretty chill. I didn't really do much. And then Sunday, I went down to Orange County, and I went to Chelsea's baby sprinkle. Chelsea, from what we said, she was having her little baby shower, baby sprinkle for her second beautiful baby boy. I haven't seen him yet, but I'm already saying he's beautiful because I already know he's going to be stunning. He's going to be gorgeous. I'm praying, you know, for her gay son. One of my friends has, all my girlfriends are having sons. One of them's got to be gay, okay? I mean, that's just statistics, but I just, you know, I need to be someone's like fun gay uncle, you know, for their, like, I need to be the gay uncle that like I didn't have to like, you know, walk. You know, anyways, sorry, Chelsea, I'm not like putting that on your baby. I'm just blanket statement. One of my friend's sons has to be gay. So whoever wants to take one for the team, let me know. Anyways, her pregnancy went by so fast for me personally. Obviously, I'm not very involved in the process, but when your friends are pregnant, it just like sometimes it feels like they are pregnant for 10 years. And sometimes it feels like you blink and you're like, wait, who the hell is this child that you're holding? That is not part of my friend group. Like, I don't know where that kid just came from. I didn't have time to prepare. That's kind of how I'm feeling with her second kid. Like, it just happened so fast, I feel like. I think just the more little kids you have around you in your life, then it almost becomes more normal. So it goes like quicker. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, it was really cute. That was my first time seeing Chelsea's new house, and it was so stunning. It was so gorgeous. Her backyard is literally the size of 10 of my apartments put together. So I felt very poor going over there. And then we went to this vintage store called The Find afterwards, and I got the most gorgeous stunning yellow, like Asian lamps for my nightstands in my apartment. And they are giving Gucci. They are giving stunning. They are giving gorgeous. Yes. And I'm so happy because I've been looking for a pair of lamps for my nightstands for so long. My apartment, I say that my apartment doesn't have lights. In reality, it does have lights. It has strip lighting on my wood beams, on my ceiling. However, they are giving push 5 of Epi clear. Like, they are giving, I need CPR. They are giving hospital emergency room. So I've lived here for almost a year. Guess what? Those suckers have never been turned on. Never been turned on. Not once. And it will continue to remain that way. However, now I have these lamps. So my apartment at night, like, it's pretty dark. It's pretty moody. You know, I have like two sconces and that's pretty much it. Now with these lamps, oh my goodness. It was so cozy last night when I had them on. It's so stunning. They're so gorgeous. I feel so homey now. I'm so happy with my purchase. I was going so much like back and forth on whether or not I was going to get them because they were like, they were half off. You guys know I'm balling on a budget. They were at a consignment store, so they were already cheaper than originally purchased. Then they were half off as the pair. So for a lamp, they weren't that expensive. And they were literally giving Gucci. They're so cute. And I was going back and forth. I was like, oh, I don't know if they're too big or if they're the right vibe or whatever. And finally, I just got it. I pulled the trigger. I had to hurry back up to LA. And I got them. And I'm so happy I did. And yeah, just wow. I'm feeling so cozy. You know when you get something new, like for your house, and it just works and it's perfect? I've just been like looking at them all day. And I keep like taking photos of my bed now with my cute little nightstands. And I'm pissed that I didn't get lamps sooner because last night when it was dark and the lamps were on, I was like, wow, I don't have seasonal depression anymore. These are so cozy. It makes so much more light in my apartment. Meanwhile, the depths of winter for the last 6 months, I've been living in a cave and I've been living in the dark. And now I get the lamps. Of course, it's the literal same day that daylight savings time is reverted. So now it gets dark later in the day. The lamps, but you know what? I'll have them for next winter, and I'll have them for, you know, just when it gets dark. It doesn't matter. They're cute. They're stunning. I put like the Philips Hue bulbs in them, which add that to the list of shit that is expensive for no goddamn reason. A light bulb is $50. A light bulb, you're telling me, is $50. $50 for a singular light bulb that turns pink. That deserves jail. That's not inflation. That is capitalism, mama. Okay. That deserves jail, deserves prison. But did I buy two? Absolutely, because I have two lamps and I don't want just a basic lamp that I can have just a cozy, you know, warm light. When Drag Race is on and I got friends over and I'm trying to party and tequila's coming out, I want them to turn pink. I want it to feel red. I want blue. I want different hues. You know, if you're going to have a lamp, you got to have one that changes colors. It is 2024. If your light bulbs don't change colors, what are you doing? Because you got to pick and choose where you're having fun in life, okay? And lighting is where I'm choosing to have a little fun. So Needless to say, the light bulbs were pretty much the same cost as the lights. So that makes me feel really good. But anyways, then I hurried back to Los Angeles after I bought my lamps and I watched the Oscars at Tessa's house. Well, watching the Oscars is kind of a loose term, if you know what I'm saying. You know, we had them on in the background. We were picking and choosing when we were actually physically watching the television screen. But needless to say, I had a ball of a time. I hadn't hung out with the crew in so long. It was so fun to see Coco. She was being so freaking cute. And I just got to see the whole gang. And yeah, so we watched. Sorry, fell asleep. Snooze down, USA. Snooze down, USA. They were so boring. Everyone's outfits, so boring. I'm going to need people to stop just wearing like a pretty black gown. I get that, you know, it's not the Grammys. It's not American Music Awards. Like, these are the Oscars. These are the most, like, it's the most serious award show there is. I get that. You can be serious and still have a ball of a time in a pink suit. You can wear something different. You can wear like a white tux. Give us a white blazer. Give us, you know, maybe just a different silhouette of a gown. Everyone's dresses were so freaking boring. Honestly, the worst dress for me, Billie Eilish. What are you wearing? This is just not even your style, I feel like. And I am just, maybe this is a hot take. I'm not that much of a Chanel lover. Like, I do love certain pieces of Chanel. I have like a gorgeous vintage polo from Chanel that I am obsessed with. But in like the grand scheme of things, I'm not one for like a Chanel, that tweed, like blazer situation. They're like black and white. Like, it's just not my vibe. And I don't know if she was doing it because the Chanel was part of the Barbie contract or what, but I feel like I like Billie Eilish in something more a little edgy. You know, give me a Gucci moment. Give me something else. But yeah, her performance was cute. It was gorgeous. You know, it was on in the background. It didn't give me any glitz or glamour. It didn't give me any iconic moment. It didn't give me anything that I really need to watch ever again. But it was good. And I'm so glad that we are closing out her tour of this song. The song is great. Don't get me wrong. I love the Barbie movie. I love the song. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the performing at every award show. And I'm just like, okay, I'm done. By the time the Oscars come, I feel like I'm just over it. And maybe that's why it felt boring to me, because I feel like we've been celebrating these movies for literally a full year, like Oppenheimer, Barbie, you know, I don't even know what any of the other ones. I'm just like, okay, I'm over it. Like, who won the Golden Globe, the Emmy, the this, the that? Okay, I'm done. Billy, sing your song, blah, 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 blah. But you know what stole the show? I'm just Ken, anywhere else I'd be a 10. Die life of blonde fragility. I'm just Ken. Wow, that literally stole the show, obviously. I mean, it was so stunning. Who knew that that bitch could sing? Who knew that Ryan Gosling could sing? Now, I will say, every time I see Ryan Gosling, I just see my friend Ash. That is literally, they look identical. They act identical, the way they move their bodies, the tattoos, everything. They are literally twins. But he looked so sickening in that gorgeous custom Gucci pink embellished crystal suit. It was amazing. I loved the nod to Marilyn Monroe. So if you guys don't know, like, the costume designing of that whole number, he was in the pink suit and then everyone else was in the black tuxes with like the pink stripe. That was a nod to a performance that Marilyn Monroe did. It was in like a movie. Let me see. I screenshotted it. Also, it is giving Ryan Evans from High School Musical. That is definitely what it's giving. In the one of the Sharpay movie when she like goes to New York. It's also giving that. But no, Ryan Gosling was channeling Marilyn from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. That's what the Marilyn movie is called. And I'll post it side by side. They are literally identical and it's so fun. I love that nod. He just looked amazing. I will say, you cannot do a full all pink monochromatic outfit and then wear black dress shoes. If you're going to commit to the pink, you just got to commit to the bit. You got to wear the pink shoes. The black shoes on that was such a miss for me. But the rest of the look was so amazing and the performance was so amazing that I don't care. Obviously, we learned in Britney Spears' memoir that you guys so lovely got an update from me about. He was in the Mickey Mouse Club. So since I knew that, like, it didn't shock me that much that he was such a good performer and like a singer and whatever. But he was hitting some notes and he was vibing. He was really, I feel like we haven't seen him like do anything live like that or that I've ever seen. Obviously, he was in like La La Land, but I haven't seen him do anything live on a stage in front of, you know, people like that. It was so fun. I love that he like, you know, walked over to the other Barbies, America Ferrera, Margot Robbie, and Greta, and kind of gave them their flowers during the number. Margot's look. After a press tour like that, you're going to show up to the Oscars in a black gown with your hair undone. Now, some people say she did it on purpose because she was snubbed and she wasn't nominated. But it's like, why? We the people, these United States and across the world, we didn't snub you of that nomination. The Academy did. So why are you punishing us, the people, and not delivering one last Barbie hurrah? Give us a Barbie look. This is the last item on your press tour. You just dropped the coffee table book with all the looks. That's probably why she didn't give us another Barbie look, because she's like, I already came out with the coffee table book. I already printed the pages. So I'm done. My work here is done. I don't got to dress like Barbie anymore. But I'm just like, come on, give us one more Barbie moment. I understand not being nominated, so, you know, not doing a Barbie look. And also, some people say that because America Ferrera was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and she was in, like, Barbie pink in a gorgeous Versace gown. Their gowns were pretty similar. They were both wearing Versace. But people were saying that Margot was letting America Ferrera, you know, shine and be the Barbie that night because she was the one actually nominated, which, if that's true, you know, it's cute. I understand. But come on. You're a Barbie, bitch. Give us another look. Give us just one final look that we can eat up. I will say, the coffee table book looks amazing, and I do need to purchase it. I'm not sure how much it's going to be. Maybe I'll wait until it hits TJ Maxx. I'm a Maxinista. Maybe I'll wait until it hits the Marshalls, and then I'll be purchasing it in about 3 to 5 years. And it can go along with my Tom Ford coffee table book that about every other influencer on the planet has. And I have it. Sorry. My ex-boyfriend got it for me for Valentine's Day and then broke up with me the next day. So, wow, I'm kind of being crazy right now. Anyways. Poor things like swept at the Oscars with Emma Stone. Obviously, Oppenheimer won for Best Picture. Congrats. Loved the movie. That was about pretty much the only one that I've actually seen besides Barbie. Poor Things with Emma Stone. She won for Best Actress. I have not seen Poor Things. And they won so many things. And so I was like, you know what? Why don't I just watch Poor Things? And I tried to watch it last night because I knew I was going to be recording the episode. And I wanted to give you guys kind of my thoughts on it because they obviously won. And I got about 5 minutes in. 5 minutes into that movie. And then I turned it off because it says comedy on there. And, you know, my friend Claire was telling me that it is funny. However, I was eating dinner and, you know, I was like, you know what? I got some time to kill. Let's put on Poor Things. About 5 minutes in, what do I see? That scary ass old man that's the Green Goblin from the original Spider-Man with some mutilated face. And I was like, maybe not while I'm eating dinner. Maybe not while I'm getting my nutrients for the eve. Do I want to watch this? Like, I was just like, it was kind of turning me off. I was like, I don't know. It is not giving me comedy in the first 5 minutes. And I just needed something light. It wasn't ending my day. I didn't want to have nightmares. So I will be giving it a chance. Everyone who has seen it says that it's amazing. And I believe them. But yeah, I just wasn't in the mood. So sorry, I would give you guys my thoughts on Poor Things, but I don't have any. Anyways, I've learned that there are many movies that I need to watch after the Oscars, and I've really been slacking. I thought I was all caught up. I thought, you know, I'm king of pop culture. I'm watching all the shit. I'm hot off the press. We saw Barbenheimer, all the things. Killers of the Flower Moon, never seen it. But 3.5 hours, mama. 3.5 hours, mama. Who got the time for that? I got jobs. I'm out here funding $50 light bulbs on my nightstands. I gotta work, okay? I don't got 3.5 hours to watch a movie. Now, I'll probably watch it. It looks good. I've been getting, you know, mixed reviews from people, you know, that I've talked to or online. Because it's like, is it, I don't know. The whole, like, it's hard to do movies depicting sensitive topics like colonization. You know, so we'll see. It does look good. I will be watching it, but maybe when I watch that and Poor Things, I'll let you guys know what I thought. But yeah, like I said, I was really disappointed in the fashion that was happening. Everyone, boring. Even, you know, Vanessa Hudgens came out. She debuted her pregnancy. Congrats. We love. Which, speaking of, JC, I got a bone to pick with her. She keeps calling her. We're in the car and we're like, you know, looking at the first looks of people walking the carpet after Chelsea's baby shower. And she's like, oh my gosh, Vanessa Ann Hudgens is pregnant. And she said it a few times. And I was like, hold up. Wait a minute. Who the hell is Vanessa Ann? Who calls her Vanessa Ann? You couldn't find someone more addicted to a group of people like Vanessa Hudgens, Zac Efron, Ashley Tisdale, than me. Like, High School Musical was my life. You don't even understand. So I think I would be, you know, privy to information if people around town were calling her Vanessa Ann. That's not a thing. She is Vanessa Hudgens. She's always been Vanessa Hudgens. She will always be Vanessa Hudgens, even though she is married. I don't even know what her new last name is because she's Vanessa Hudgens. Am I the only one? JC was posting on her story saying it's like a Mandela effect because some people were saying they know her as Vanessa Ann Hudgens, but like the very small margins. Like, I was definitely in the winning argument. Anyways, so, you know, you're coming out. You're coming on the Oscars red carpet. You're debuting your pregnancy. So cute, so smart, so happy for you. Love to see a Disney girly win. However, hated the dress. Hated the dress. If you're going to debut your pregnancy on an iconic red carpet like the Oscars, you better be in the most stunning, sickening gown I've ever seen in my life. Instead, you look like you were in a caftan from the Hobby Lobby. What was going on? It wasn't even like, I mean, it was obvious that she was pregnant, but it was just like very like demure. Once again, black. It was a black gown. It was a black fitted gown. No, I'm going to need more from you. I'm going to need more glitz. I'm going to need more glamour because people always say like, you know, events like this remind them of the Hunger Games because, you know, while we have so much stuff going on in the world, war, you know, a recession, all these things, all these celebrities, dude, you're kidding. Literally Fast and Furious is outside. I don't know what that was, but anyways, while we have all these, you know, hardships in the world, you know, the wealthy elite, the 1% get together, party, wear diamonds, all of this stuff, wear these looks. Now, that's not going anywhere. That's always been around forever. At least give me glamour. At least give me something to gawk over. Give me something to be jealous of. You know, if there is going to be these events that are thrown in our face and there is all this wealth and glamour and glitz, can I get a look? Can I get something to be sad over? Because I'm not jealous at all over anything that anyone wore that evening. Make me feel poor. Make me feel like I am worthless, like I am nothing. You know, I'm not getting that from them. And if you're going to throw it in my face, at least throw it harder, you know? Anyways, Jennifer Lawrence is literally aging backwards, and I'm going to need to know 911 emergency, who's her doctor? Who is putting needles in this bitch's face? Because I'm going to need about 12 appointments immediately. Immediately. She is looking so gorgeous. I didn't love her like dress, but the face card never declines. My God. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. I'm being crazy. Literally, I mean, honestly, my favorite look of the night was the bright pink custom Gucci suit that Ryan Gosling wore when he performed. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It was so good. It was so good. The only other really, you know, things that were memorable from the award show was the whole John Cena bit where he came out and it looked like he was naked. That was funny. But damn, give a bitch a warning. when you bring out big titties like that and big arms, oh my God, like how much does he work out? I don't think you guys understand how much work it takes to be that big muscularly. Like, it's crazy. I would love to see his dietary plan. Like, the amount of meat and food and carbs that you have to consume to maintain that amount of muscle mass. I know because I tried to do it about 2 years ago during COVID, or now 4 years ago, back when I was skinny and, you know, fit, back in my fit era. I tried to put on muscle mass and I tried to get big titties. You know, I was in a titty era. I really wanted to, you know, have big titties. I don't know why. I think male titties are so hot and I wanted to get some. I wanted to get a pair for myself. However, oh my gosh, it is so hard. It's so impossible. And I mean, obviously some people have like more natural, the natural ability to like grow them faster. People do 5 pushups and then they have tits. No, mine's opposite. I did 5 pushups and concaved masses. I don't know what's happening. So much respect. I don't think that a body like his is necessarily like attractive, but I respect it because I know it is a lot of work. Another part that was funny was when Jimmy Kimmel read Trump's tweet that he had just tweeted out about Jimmy's performance on, you know, hosting. And then he ended it with saying like, isn't it your jail time or something? Like, you know, saying it's his bedtime, yada, yada. He's supposed to be in jail because blah, blah, blah. Anyways, we're not going to get political here, but I did think that was funny. And, you know, funny because I honestly thought he was joking. Like, I thought that was a bit. I thought that he made that tweet up. No, it wasn't. It was true. So that was kind of like improv-y, which was kind of funny. I liked. Zendaya's look actually was a little bit of a letdown for me after her amazing, iconic Dune press tour. You guys know I love Dune. If you guys listen to the episode, I love you. Thank you. But, I mean, there's two parts to this. The gown was beautiful gowns, beautiful gowns. It looked like she was going to prom, or, you know, it just looked like she was like going out on a night out in Vegas or something. Like, it wasn't giving me, you know, glamour or glitz. It wasn't giving me Dune at all. But I think maybe this was intentional because the Dune press tour, you know, was for the Dune release. And then the Oscar, when she goes to the Oscars next year, that's going to be her Dune moment because, like, hopefully she'll be nominated or she'll at least be going there to support Timothy or, you know, the whole movie, whatever. So maybe she wanted to save her Dune-ness, her Dune fashion Oscars moment for when Dune is actually going to be, you know, up for nomination. So I'll give her that. The looks were 1,000 times better at the Vanity Fair after party. However, the background of the step and repeat of the Vanity Fair after party. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-O. And on that farm, there was a red carpet, E-I-O. And on that carpet was Kim Kardashian. The background of the Vanity Fair after party. I would like to speak to the set designer. I would like to speak to the manager. I would like to speak to the CEO of Vanity Fair. Because why does it look like I'm pulling through a drive-thru to get some chicken nuggets and a Big Mac, no cheese, large fry, and a chocolate shake? Because red and yellow, and you can tell me it was yellow. You can tell me it was red and gold. It was reading on the photos, red and yellow. And red and yellow, you can do whatever you want on this planet. It could be the most chic gown, the most chic room, the most chic anything in your life. And guess what? If it's red and yellow, E-I-O. And on the farm, there was a big E-I-O. It's giving old MacDonald. It is giving drive-thru. It is giving golden arches. It is giving large fry, chocolate shake. I'm sorry. It ruined all of the photos for me. It ruined all of the looks. And there were some really good looks. I'll give the celebrities that. I feel like they have way more fun with their fashion at the after parties than they do the actual ceremony. And we just get more, you know, fun celebrities. Like, I mean, I don't really care what America Ferrera is wearing. I'm sorry, because I mean, happy for her that she's at the Oscars and whatever. I love her. But like, I want to see what Kim Kardashian is wearing. And she obviously didn't go to the actual Oscars. She's just going to the after party. So we get a lot more fun celebrities. You know, you get Paris Hilton, Demi Lovato, all of these people. But all their looks, they're in these custom couture gowns. And bam, McDonald's advertisement in the background. I hate it. I hate it. Kim Kardashian's was definitely one of my favorites. She's wearing this custom Balenciaga moment. And you guys can say you don't like Balenciaga or whatever. I don't necessarily like Balenciaga these days. Their runway shows have been kind of off for me, but not because I'm canceling them because of the advertisement. I don't know. I do think there were some shady things happening, but I don't think it's fair to cancel a whole company for like a few people's mistakes. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it all. I'm judging it just based off of the fashion. And the dress was sickening. It was gorgeous. It was so structured. It was so fitting. I loved her hair. I loved the sunglasses with it. She looked absolutely stunning. Anya Taylor-Joy's outfit at the after party was one of my favorites as well. She had this like gorgeous headpiece and stuff. Speaking of titties, I feel like there were a lot of titties out at this after party. Florence Pugh and Anita literally had them bare titties out for everyone to see. Old McDonald had two titties, E-I-E-I-O. And on those titties is Florence Pugh. I actually deserve jail today. I don't know what's happening with me. But yeah, their tits were just out. And Charlie XCX's tits were out. Florence Pugh, Anita. Look, I'm talking, I saw nipple, la, la, la. Which, go off, girls. Go off, gals. Free the nipple. Free the nipple. Free the nipple. If men can do it, they should be able to do it. I just think that's so ballsy. I mean, I'm a man and I, you know, obviously go to the beach. My nipples are out, whatever. But if I'm on a red carpet, I don't think I'd have my titties out because I would feel so awkward. You know, like, oh, what? I'm going to go up to Kim Kardashian and, hi, nice to meet you. Here are my two titties. I would just feel awkward. I feel like people would like constantly be like looking at them or like constantly trying to be aware of not looking at them. Which I guess is kind of a power trip, which is kind of fun. But anyways, all the looks were really good. I didn't like have any after party looks that I absolutely hated. I thought they were all fun. Margot Robbie's after party look was so much better than her look for the actual Oscars. And someone made a good point online that I read. I can't remember who said it, but this, her look was not giving Barbie at all, but it was very gorgeous. I think it was like a reference. It was like a recreation of a Terry Mugler gown, I believe, or maybe an Alexander McQueen. I can't remember, but it was gorgeous. This is a gold corseted bodysuit, kind of giving Bob Mackie-ish a little bit. But it's not Barbie at all, but it was amazing. And someone made a good point that this is her kind of, you know, exiting her Barbie era and going back into Margot Robbie and like her fashion sense and her stylist actually now being able to style Margot for Margot, not Barbie. And if this is kicking off that era, I mean, stunning, gorgeous. I can't wait to see what else we get. Although I don't know if I wonder if she has any projects going on right now. Like, is she going to be any movies? I kind of think we need a little bit of a break from her, which she also said in an interview that like, you know, people need a break from the Barbie press tour. Kylie Jenner's look was amazing. I loved Kendall's. You know, the only thing I'll say about the after party, everyone's looks were good. The Vanity Fair photo studio that they shot the celebrities inside, that they posted all over their Instagram account. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to the Vanity Fair Instagram account and look at their last like 9 to 12 photos. It is the ugliest fucking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Talk about the Hunger Games. Oh my gosh. It looks like a doomsday. Everyone is gray as hell. What were they doing? Like, I can understand the thought process of like that being a cool photo shoot set, but like only if the clothes match. People whose clothes, like Emma Stone walked in there in a gorgeous, you know, vintage Dior dress. And now she is walking into the Hunger Games arena ready to fight for her life. There's no way to photograph it cool. It did not do any of the clothes justice. It didn't do any of the celebrities justice. Like it was really messing with the coloring. Yeah, no, not my favorite photo backdrop situation that they've ever had. And they've definitely had way better ones. You know, someone that we need to talk about that was at the Oscars. Ariana Grande. Or legally, Ariana Grande. The dress, beautiful gowns. Gorgeous dress. Loved the pink dress. Stunning. You know what the hair is giving? The hair is giving Goldilocks. She forgot her porridge and she's about to go meet some bears in the woods. Okay? She is going, knocking on some doors, looking for some porridge, and she's ended up at a bear's house. That is what she's giving me. That hair doesn't even deserve jail. It deserves an intervention. It deserves rehabilitation center. What is happening? Who gave her the right? Who is her hairstylist? And why did they think that that was a good idea? The dress was so stunning, and the hair just ruined it. Absolutely ruined it. I did not like it at all whatsoever. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm not liking the blonde hair. And I don't like to be one of those people that say, you know, everyone looks better with the hair color that they were naturally born with, yada, yada. But in this instance, you need the brown hair. You need the brown hair back. I am begging you. The blonde hair is just not it. Something about it is not it for me. Maybe because it's not rooted or there's not like a lot of dimension. I don't know. It just doesn't really go with her skin coloring and her eye color. It's just not it for me. And then you put some fucking ringlet curls in there in the back and you slick it up into a little pony. Ooh. Ariana Grande, you're really, really making it hard for me to stand in your corner. I'm not really loving her aesthetic lately. Like, her new album came out. Congrats. The aesthetic of it all, not my vibe. Like the album cover and all of that, the music video, I'm just not loving it. I feel like she has all the budget in the world and all the talent in the world to be so iconic, and it's just giving cheap. It's giving cheap. And I don't know. The music though, stunning. It's Gorge album. It's cute. You guys know how I feel about Yes And. I do not like it. It is literally H&M dressing room. Hate it. The rest of the album, okay. Let's start a conversation on that. I love We Can't Be Friends. However, we can't be friends. It's literally Dancing on My Own by Robin. But I guess the same person produced both of them. But it's not necessarily like a sample. Maybe it is, but it just sounds very similar. Every time I hear, we can't be friends, I just hear, I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Wow. So maybe that's why I like it so much, because that song is so iconic. Eternal Sunshine and Bye are my other two favorites. They're so cute. She killed it on SNL. Hated her hair at the Oscars. SNL, she looked so gorgeous. Also, damn, that bitch is hard at work, because she's on SNL Saturday night in New York so late, and then has to take a red eye and immediately start getting ready for the Oscars early morning in Los Angeles the next day. Wow, that is a queen. That is a entrepreneur at work, and I will give her props where props are due. I'll say about the SNL performance, she killed it. Her voice, I can say whatever I want about Ariana Grande. I can say, you know, the whole Ethan thing, which I'm like over at this point. I don't even care, whatever. And you know, maybe her album cover isn't my aesthetic or whatever. She is one of the most talented people of our generation. Like her voice, her artistry, her songwriting, like she is a queen. She's so talented. The one thing that I don't like about the album, and just pop music in general right now, that I've been thinking for a while, but it really cemented to me watching her perform on SNL. Where are the vocals? Where are the runs? Oh, they're there. But you can't hear them because there's so much overproduction and layering on top of the vocals that the vocals are almost falling short. They're secondary to the song. What? That should not be the case. I want to hear Ariana Grande. Obviously, yes, because it's a fun pop song and she's a pop artist. But like, she is a vocalist. She is so talented. And when she performed on SNL, you could feel the soul in her music. You could really hear her runs and the soul and just like her actual vocal ability. But then you play the same song on the album and her vocals are secondary to all these like beats and pops and, you know, mastering and all of these levels of instruments, and her runs like are so faded into the back. But I want to hear those. I want to hear those over the production value of the song. Like, I think like you listen back to artists, like even like old Beyonce or old, like even like Me and You, old Mariah Carey, Robin is a good example, the Dancing on My Own. Like, you listen to those songs and they have a good beat, they have music, they have production, obviously, but at the forefront of the song is the lyrics, is the vocals. The vocals is the moment. And that's why it's so fun to sing along to these songs, because you're hearing every word. Ariana's and like Tate McRae, and I feel like Dua Lipa's doing this, and all of these pop girlies right now, they're so muffled. The vocals are secondary to the beat and to the mastering of the song. And I hate it, because especially when you come to know and you come to love someone like Ariana Grande, who is a vocalist, and you listen to songs like Break Free, like those, her vocals are at the forefront of that song. But these new ones, and that's what makes it so fun to belt along to, but the new songs are so muffled by so much production that I don't know. And when it's someone like Tate McRae, I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, I don't know. I'm sure you can sing, but like, you're new on the block. I don't know. Like, maybe that's your thing. Like, someone like Charlie XCX, her vocals are always kind of muffled into production, but she always says, she's like, I'm not a vocalist. Like, I am, you know, like, I use auto-tune. I'm a production. My talent is in the production side of things, and she knows how to make an amazing song. And so when I'm listening to her, like, that's what should be shining is the production, not necessarily the vocals. But when it's someone like Ariana Grande, I'm like, but you have the talent to back up this song. You have the ability to belt this out and to make me feel the soul and for me to want to sing along with the song. You don't need to rely on, you know, muffling your voice with all this production value and auto-tuning, but that's what you're giving me. But then you go on SNL and you sing the song live, and I'm like, whoa, this is what I want to see. This is what I want to see. This is what I want to hear. This is music, and you're so talented that I don't know. It's just something that's been bugging me lately, and I feel like a lot of the girls are relying on the production side of things, and it's also just making all songs sound the same. And I don't know. Like, the new album is cute. I like it. I like Eternal Sunshine. I like Bye. I like We Can't Be Friends. I just think none of the songs are like anything to write home about, or in terms, I guess, like, they're cute to listen to in the car. Not if I'm at a bar. This is how I know how to test like an amazing pop song. If I am at a bar and I'm in the bathroom, the song comes on. Am I rushing to get out of the bathroom to go dance with my friends on the dance floor? If it's Break Free, you know, Thank You Next, all these songs of hers in the past, yes, there's not one on the album, this album, that is giving me that energy. That's not saying that I guess it's bad. Like, not every good song has to be one that you're going to dance to at a bar, but I don't know. I'm talking myself in circles. I wish that her vocals were more, especially if the album is going to be on the slower side, because if it's not going to be an album that you feel like you're going to like run out of the bathroom at the gay bar to dance with your friends, then at least have the vocals be the thing that is carrying the album. And your vocals do sound amazing, but there were so many runs. Like, if you really listen to the album, like, loud and you don't talk, there are so many runs in the background that are so gorgeous, that are so stunning, that only Ariana Grande can do. But they're so muffled by all this production value that, I don't know, I feel like it gets lost. So that's my thoughts on her album. I hate the album cover. I do not like it at all whatsoever. It's giving me, you know, edited in, you know, some dumb app on your phone. And it's like so brown. It doesn't give me the like euphoric light feeling that the album gives me. Like, I feel like it should be more like pastel-y colors. Her like brown era that she's giving me right now is really not my vibe. And you guys know I'm a stickler for the aesthetics. I feel like I judge the aesthetics of albums more than the actual albums themselves, as you guys know from Taylor Swift, Beyonce. So maybe that's why I'm having a harsher critique with her, because I'm just not loving the aesthetic of it. But I do, all of that to say, I do like the album. I do think it is cute. And it is really short, but she said in an interview, she's like, I just did Wicked. I didn't think I was going to do an album until after Wicked, but you know, I felt inspired to create this, and this is what you're going to get. Either take it or leave it, because it was either this or nothing. So I kind of appreciated that vibe of, you know, I'll at least give you a little something, because it would have been a lot if we had to wait for an Ariana Grande album till after Wicked, which doesn't come out till freaking Thanksgiving or Christmas this year. No thanks. Speaking of Ariana Grande's blonde hair, should I dye my hair blonde before Coachella? It turns 75 degrees outside and sunny each year, and I'm like, I need to go blonde. I need to go blonde. I need to be blonde. I need to be a blonde bitch. I need to be a basic California Venice bitch. I want to be beachy. I want to be fun. I want to be golden. I want to be sun-kissed. But then I have it for 3 months, and then I want to go back to brown because it's so expensive and it's so hard to keep up. So I don't know. I'm having this battle right now. This time last year is when I went blonde. Last year before Coachella. But last year I went like super platinum, like just all one shade, straight to the root. This time I feel like I would do more beachy, you know, a rooted, you know, more highlighted situation. But DM me. Let me know what you guys think. Should I go blonde? Should I not? Even if you say no, I might still do it. But I would appreciate some input, some advice. I want to be beachy for the summer. And I always like to mix it up for Coachella. Obviously, I've had the same look for a while. I haven't dyed my hair literally since last Coachella. And now it's long. I'm also deciding, do I want to grow it out? Do I want to cut it? Do I want to get, I don't know. I'm like, do I get hair extensions? I don't know. I want to be different. I want to be crazy. And, you know, it's that time of year. Coachella is in full prep. Prep mode for Coachella is in full effect. It is 1 month away. And I'm stressed. I'm stressed. I feel like I'm getting ready for boot camp for the Marines. I got to start training. I got to go to the gym. I got to prepare supplies. I got to drink water. I need vitamins. You literally need... It's so dumb. And like, if you've never been to Coachella, like, I probably sound so dumb, but it really is, I mean, just one of the best parts of my year. It's what I look forward to so much. And I feel like a lot of preparation goes into it, especially because Camp Rat. Camp Rat's coming back. Billy, me, and Nick are camping again this year. And with the camping, that's a lot of preparation, okay? I got to get a lot of shit. Luckily, I still have all this stuff from last year, but I don't know. It's just like a mental preparation also. Like, I got to like not go out for a few weeks before. I need to, you know, make sure I'm drinking water, get all my vitamins. I got to prepare the outfits. And every year, I feel like around Christmas time, I start to, you know, get inspo for my outfits. And I'm always thinking, I'm planning so far ahead and I don't want to get ahead of myself. And then I blink and Coachella's here and all of a sudden it's too late to order stuff because it's not going to get here in time. I have no inspo. My body's not right. The pants don't fit. Like, I'm stressed. It came out of nowhere. I think especially because I've been traveling so much for the last month and a half that literally I thought I had so much time to prepare. And then I went on my travels and I came back and now Coachella is literally in 3 weeks. And I'm like, I'm stressed. So stay very tuned for that. I'll obviously keep you guys updated. Billy is going to come to Los Angeles and stay at my house for a few days after Coachella. And so we're going to be able to record a fun Coachella recap, which will be really fun because last year I obviously just did it myself. It'll be so fun to do a recap with Billy, and she hasn't been on the podcast in a while. Other than that scary, scary drunk episode that we did over Christmas, which literally of us refused to listen to because it's so scary because we were so drunk. But yeah, so that'll be fun. Get excited for Billy to come back on the podcast next month. I also might try and vlog Coachella and the camping experience. So stay tuned for that. I've got some ideas. I'll probably maybe surprise leak. I think I'm going to start a Patreon, you guys, and, you know, do some episodes over there and vlogs and stuff. So stay tuned for that. But that's just a little... I'm planting a seed right there. Speaking of Coachella, one of my days I want to be a little, you know, Western, my cowboy era. And maybe lock them doors and turn them lights on low. Cowboy Carter. Beyonce finally announced the album title for Act 2, the country album. And it is going to be called Cowboy Carter. And it's coming out at the end of this month, I think like the 29th of March. When I tell you I'm I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm so pumped. I can't wait. And I don't know why I thought that the album title was going to be something along, you know, I thought it was going to be like Renaissance, Revolution, and then something else, because people think that Act 3 is going to be a rock. Cowboy Carter, I was not expecting, but I'm obsessed. And for my uncultured little tyrants, or, you know, people who are new to the Beyonce, I'm having a stroke. Those of you that are new to the Beyonce fandom, because of me, Carter is obviously her last name, if you didn't know that. Beyonce knows Carter. So Cowboy Carter was such a shock to me, but I am obsessed. I'm obsessed. She did like a surprise, you know, pre-order drop of like some merch and some custom CDs, which on her website, which you guys already know how I feel about this. And Beyonce is the latest offender. I'm sorry. Even my queen Beyonce is an offender. Mama, why do I want to order a custom limited edition CD with a different album cover and a t-shirt of an album that I don't know if I'm going to like or not? Now, it's Beyonce. I'm sure I'm going to like it. But I'm not ordering a t-shirt or a merch drop until the album drops. Because guess what? I might hate it. I might not be in my cowboy era. I might not be a Western bitch, even though I know I'm going to be. And I'm going to regret not ordering the shirt beforehand. But you know what? That's just life, okay? So Beyonce, you're the latest offender of that. But I'm so excited for Cowboy Carter. TikTok might get banned in other news. They're voting on it today when you guys are listening to this. And, you know, for selfish reasons, since I didn't go viral, I didn't become famous, I didn't become a TikToker, I didn't try, but I didn't become a TikToker, I didn't go viral, banish it out of America. I didn't become famous on TikTok, so get rid of it. Give me back my brain cells because give me like a time. TikTok, I've luckily stayed off of it a lot this last month. I've gotten out of the routine of being on it since I've been traveling so much. And now that I'm out of the routine, I don't really think to like go on it, which I need to be posting on it more because hello, I'm a social media content creator. But that's another reason why I'm like, for selfish reasons, I'm like, you know what? Why don't you just ban it? Because then I don't have to do it. Then everyone's going to come back to Instagram. Great. I'm bigger on Instagram. I don't have to worry about all these platforms. Obviously, that would be sad. A lot of humor, a lot of culture, and a lot of people's jobs and livelihoods are TikTok. So I'm like, I'm joking, you guys. I'm half kidding. I don't want, you know, some of my friends to lose their gigs. But, you know, obviously if the House of Representatives and Congress and the President of the United States is banning something, I obviously think they have information and they're doing it for a reason. They're not doing it because, you know, people are scrolling on it too much or they want people to not get their influencer bag. There's obviously some, you know, privacy issues going on with other countries that is not smart, which I do think has some validity because in China, it's called something else, I believe, or like their TikTok is completely different, you know, and it's all like educational videos, shopping platform, but like they use it for everything and it's like way more educational. They're not fed like, you know, just mindless crap. And here in America, our kids are watching literally crap. They're watching just dumb. I mean, and it's funny, great. But like if we had that, if we had TikTok when we were kids, my brain would be mush. My brain's already mush. And I'm an adult. I'm a fully functioning adult. My brain is, you know, fully developed at this point. And I still feel like TikTok is mushing my brain. So, you know, there are some conversations to be had on whether or not TikTok is good for people's mental health. And then you add the privacy concerns. It's like, you know, I'm not into, you know, foreign affairs, but yeah, if there's some privacy issues with, you know, China getting all of our data and us not having access to their data, that is useful information in the times to come. So we'll see what happens. I've got some TikTok ads coming up, though. So I really hope that they save the ban until after my ads go up so I can still get my bag. I can still, you know, cash a check. Or if not, I'm going to have to convince the brand to let me post it on Instagram Reels. Anyways, yeah, needless to say, my thoughts on the matter are selfish, and I'll stand by that. Something that needs to be discussed that, you know, we started the show off with, that, you know, maybe we'll end with. Now, where is Kate Middleton? Woo, 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 woo. Hello? I would like to speak to Kate. Oh, Kate can't come to the phone right now? Where the hell is she? Where is Kate Middleton? And you guys, I would say that I don't get sucked into conspiracy theories, but that would be a lie. Because I actually do. It actually is very easy for me to get sucked into conspiracy theories. And I kind of just like to, you know, life is so boring. There's so much crap happening on in the world that it's kind of fun to lean in to, you know, what could be. Obviously, I hope she's okay. But there needs to be some explanations. So I'll give you guys a brief summary if you don't know what's happening. And I'm not, you know, I'm not one to like stay updated with the royal family. I'm very obsessed with it after I watched The Crown, but then The Crown, you know, finished and now I don't give a rip. You know, with all this drama happening, I think they should pick cameras back up. It's like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's like Vanderpump Rules, Scandal. You know, a scandal happens, they pick cameras back up. I think The Crown, Netflix, you got to call 911. You got to pick the cameras back up. I need eyes on the ground. I need boots on the ground. I need eyes on Kate. And I need information immediately in my inbox. So December 25th, 2023, Kate makes her last official public appearance. January 16th, Kate is admitted to a London hospital. January 17th, Kate has a quote-unquote successful surgery. Her surgery is, it's like all they're saying is it's a planned abdominal surgery. But then she's hospitalized for 10 to 14 days after the surgery. A planned abdominal surgery. I don't know what that is. They're saying it's non-cancerous. But, and I mean, I'm not a doctor. But I think there's a pretty small list of planned medical procedures in which you would have to be hospitalized for 2 weeks after. You get literally, you get BBL and you're out the door 5 hours later. You get a rhinoplasty. They completely break your nose with a chisel and reconstruct your whole face. You're out the door in 6 hours. So how is an abdominal surgery? You're in the hospital for 2 weeks. You're only in the hospital for 2 weeks if you get your leg amputated. Like, something is not adding up for that, especially a mother, especially the future queen. Like, she's got responsibilities. She's got children to look after. So if it's just like a routine planned abdominal surgery, you know, she's getting her appendix out or something, I think that would be, you know, the healing, you'd be home sooner than 2 weeks. So that was where I, you know, read concern. They said that she is not going to resume any of her public duties until after Easter. So, you know, we still got time, technically. They warned us that we wouldn't see her until after Easter, which is just a lot of freaking time. From mid-January till the after Easter for just a routine planned abdominal surgery that isn't cancerous, something's iffy there. January 29th, Kate is discharged from the hospital, allegedly. February 7th, William resumes his public duties. You know, he goes to the BAFTA Awards without Kate on February 18th. But then February 27th, William misses a royal engagement, which is the service of Thanksgiving. Wait, I thought it was a funeral. Is that what they're called, Thanksgiving back there? Yeah, what? It's a funeral. I thought it was a funeral. I don't know. William missed an engagement. I'm pretty sure it was a funeral of his godfather, King Constantine of Greece. So, you know, not just like any old thing, like, oh, I can't make it to this charity gala. I can't make it to this, you know, red carpet. The funeral of your godfather, who is also the king of Greece. You couldn't show up for a quote unquote personal matter. Okay, interesting, interesting, interesting. February 29th, palace spokesperson, because there's a lot of chatter online, a spokesperson literally spoke to Page Six and ABC News and said, Kensington Palace made it clear in January the timelines of the princess recovery, and we'd only be providing significant updates. That guidance stands. Basically saying, shut up, you're not seeing her till after Easter. But then March 4th, Kate is quote unquote photographed in a car with her mom. The photo is blurry, grainy, from afar. You know, could be a body double. We don't know who she, if that's actually even her. You know, it's iffy. It's iffy. And like I said, I don't like to lean into conspiracy theories, but things are just adding up. And, well, they're stacking up. They're not adding up, if you know what I'm saying. Then March 6th, the palace issues William's response to online speculation about Kate and says his focus is on his work and not on social media. Okay, but what about your subjects? What about the people? You know, the taxpayers, I mean, I'm not a member of the United Kingdom, but the people in the United Kingdom deserve answers because they paid for the surgery. They're paying for your life. They're your subjects, right? Is that what they still call them, subjects? Then the real thing I want to talk about, the smoking gun of this saga. March 10th, 2024, Mother's Day in the United Kingdom. Kate shares a photo on X of herself smiling, surrounded by her three children. The image was the first official photo Kate had published to the public and that she had been seen since December. With the caption, thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months. Wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. Which was signed C. A nod to her full name, Catherine. Why was the photo doctored? Why was the photo photoshopped? Not just a little nip and tuck. Not just a little smooth and brightening of the eyes. We're talking skirts placement. We're talking kids' thumbs being removed. Possibly her head being photoshopped on. What's going on? What's going on? She hasn't been seen for 2 months. She got a quote-unquote routine procedure on her abdominals. Had to be hospitalized for 2 weeks. Hasn't been seen. Now we're getting some fake-ass photo on Mother's Day, which also, why is Mother's Day on a different day in the United Kingdom than it is over here? Can we not just have a universal Mother's Day? That would make a little bit more sense. I woke up in a panic. I had some friends across the pond, you know, people posting Happy Mother's Day. I go, oh my God, I gotta call my mama. I gotta call Mama French. Oh wait, Mother's Day is in May. So why is Kate Middleton up here on the X saying Happy Mother's Day? Meanwhile, she's photoshopping plaid skirts onto her daughter. Because people are saying, this is a doctored photo. Well, so, photos? Photos have data, you know? Computers have data. Computers are data. Photos are data. And within data of a photo, you can save a photo and learn what kind of camera, if you know where to find the data of the photo isn't just photo, it has metadata. And within that metadata, if you know where to find it, you can learn what camera the photo was taken on, you know, the aperture, the lighting settings, where the photo was taken, and if the photo was edited, where it was edited, and what dates it was edited. So this photograph was taken on a Canon 5D, which is the camera that I have, I would just like to say. Not me being like a royal photographer. And it was photoshopped twice in Photoshop. People are saying it was with AI. However, people have, you know, discovered on the metadata that the version of Photoshop in which it was doctored in is not a version of Photoshop with the generative fill AI situation. So this is, you know, boots on the ground, OG Photoshop, placing layers, yada, yada, yada. This girl was not wearing a skirt in the photo. They photoshopped the skirt on. And it looks like they photoshopped her head. And, you know, there's some other things that is going on. I saw a breakdown on TikTok that I have got to post. It was so stunning. So, you know, people are saying that this photo was taken Christmas Eve, I believe, which would have been right before she went in for surgery. Right before the last time she was seen. And you can also see on the oldest son's collar, they tried to make it look like his collar isn't plaid. They tried to just make it look all blue because the photo that they took it from Christmas, he's wearing a plaid collar. And the daughter is also wearing that same sweater with the same collar. And they, you know, they didn't want people to start adding things up. And that's also where they added a plaid skirt. Also, if you look in the back, the window panes don't look like they're window panes. Like the triangles or the crosses in the window pane, it's looking heavy. Where is Kate Middleton? And if she is fine and she is dandy, why are you posting a doctored photo? Why would she need to post a photo at all? If you're trying to squash public concern, why not just, you know, write out an apology or, you know, post a photo of what she looks like currently? Something is fishy. This is not what I want. This is not what I planned. And I just gotta say, that didn't quite land how I wanted it to. What song was I thinking of? It's another Sharpay one. Something is really, something's not right. Really wrong. And I gotta get things back where they belong. We can do it. That is a song that's happening inside of Buckingham Palace right now. That is what's happening. They must be scrambling like little rats in a sewer, scrambling to figure out how we're going to, you know, calm this public concern. There's no way. There are too many smoking guns. Then Kate, I mean, the photo agencies like literally had to issue an apology and the Associated Press had to come out and say, sorry, the photo's been doctored and please don't share it. Then Kate, the next day, issues a public apology and she tweets, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. I don't believe it. I don't believe one second of that because if you really wanted to squash the rumors, Don't be shy. Share the original photo then. Don't be shy. Share the original photo then. Oh, if you're just playing around with Photoshop and you're just, you know, putting, you know, the face of this kid from one photo onto another photo because, you know, maybe in one photo, one of the kids is smiling and then I ain't no stranger to Photoshopping. I photographed weddings for 5 years. So I'm no stranger to, you know, being like, okay, this little ratty kid looks better in this photo. But this kid looks better in this photo, so I'm going to have to, you know, combine these two photos. I get it. I get it, girly. But guess what? Then you wouldn't have to add a skirt onto your daughter. That's the smoking gun, the skirt. The skirt is the smoking gun. And if it was just like, I was playing around in Photoshop, share the original. If you really want to squash all the rumors, you want people to, you know, realize that you're okay. Post the original or post another one in which it's not the same outfits from your kid's Christmas Eve appearance. Or it was like a Christmas around that time. Something is fishy and I'm signing on to all the conspiracies. Also, I mean, like I said, the conspiracies are fun. You know, people are like, oh, she got a BBL. I hope she's okay. Like, I really hope she's okay because this is such weird behavior. Like, imagine if all of a sudden Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, excuse my mouth, Dr. Jill Biden, the first lady of these United States. We haven't seen her in 2 months, 3 months. People would freak out. Literally, if we hadn't seen the vice president in 3 months, and then all of a sudden she comes on and it's literally a photo of her and Joe Biden, and you can tell she's been photoshopped into the photo. And it's just like on Twitter, and she's like, I'm fine, guys, I promise. We'd be like, prove it, bitch. Prove it. So while they can sit back and say, like, oh, our worry is about our work, not social media, that's not what we're saying. This isn't just like social media rumors just scrounging about. It's like, this is public concern. This is public concern, and also the public has a right to know because guess what? You are a public servant. So serve me, bitch, with the content of where the queen is. obviously the queen to come, not Queen Camilla. No one cares where she's at. People are saying that, you know, maybe he, you know, there's rumors that Prince William cheated on Kate. He's like soft launching. They're calling her the new Camilla. I don't know. I don't know what I believe, but I believe something is, woo! Oh my gosh, what's that smell? What's that smell? Fish. Something's fishy, okay? Buckingham Palace reeks of something fishy right now. And I guess what? I'm not even a member of the UK. A member, as if it's a club. I'm not a citizen of the United Kingdom or Great Britain. What is it called? What is the country called? Because the United Kingdom is the umbrella term in which I learned, and I'm going to retract my statement, I learned Ireland is no longer part of the United Kingdom. They succeeded in like 1918. Congratulations, Ireland. I love the Irish. They are no longer part of the United Kingdom. But then but you have the United Kingdom, and that's like, wait, who? What is part of the United Kingdom then? So if it's not Ireland, what else is part of it? I don't know, but you have the United Kingdom, and then you have, you know, the country in which London is at. Is that called Great Britain? Is the country called Great Britain? I don't know. Anyways, I'm not a citizen, but I would still like some answers, okay?
Where are you, Kate Middleton? Why can't we find you? Where are you, Queen to be? I want to see you.
Woo, woo, woo. Jail. Jail for an absolutely crazy, chaotic episode of Tyrants. But
I love you guys.
I love you guys. I love you, Tyrants. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. I hope everyone has a great week. I will see you guys on Friday for an episode of French Tips. It's time to go to the salon. And wow, oh my gosh, who knew that the episode was going to end in a musical? Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Scheherazade had 1,000 tails. Aladdin, you're in luck because up your sleeve, you had a brand of magic never fails. You got some punch, pizzazz, yo, who win how? All you gotta do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir. Anyways, I love you guys so much. Leave a rating and review. Follow me on Instagram. Do all the things. Have a great friggin' week. And find Kate Middleton!
Bye!